What's up? This is Steve.
This is JC from American Bombshell, and you're listening to the man, the myth, the legend, Jim Madonna on the Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up!
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from any to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock, we got it all. And man, I'm here to tell you I am pumped for today's show because I have two very special guests on the line. Smoking guitarist Steve Boyles and out of control vocalist JC of the hard rock band American Bombshell. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Guys, you know what, man? This is truly an honor for me to be able to talk to you guys, to let the listeners be exposed to who you are, your music, man. And so I'm humbled. Thank you.
No, thank you. We appreciate it so much. Very much, sir.
So let's get some history here. We got a five-piece band, American Bombshell. You're based out of Indianapolis. However, you guys have a little bit of musical background. If you want to go ahead and touch on that, man, by all means, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this over to you. We're going to get into some great tunes and just have a good time. So the floor is yours, my friends.
Rock and roll. Yeah, well, we got started, July probably, me and Jeff. Me and Jeff have been talking because we've been in bands together, or not together, but, you know, bands that play together, you know, throughout Indy. We just started talking about doing our own thing, and we ended up getting a drummer from my other band that I'm in called Join the Dead, and then people that, you know, that from our area that we've all known, and just everything worked out great.
We just kind of contacted. We reached out to other people we played with that thought, you know, would be of the same like mind as us, as to just, you know, playing some kick-ass rock and roll music. You know, everybody's trying to put sub-genres and genre and a label on everything, and we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, man. We just want to play rock and roll and have a good time. So we reached out to some other friends from a band in town. A couple of guys are in a band called Eyes on Fire. They jumped on board. We just started jamming. Steve had sent me some songs, actually, probably 6 months before we started playing. He had sent me some tunes, and at the time, I just really didn't have time to get involved in it. And then As fate would have it, bands sometimes come and go, and I had some time, and I hit him up and asked him if he'd still be interested, and we got together one night, and we just, you know, locked ourselves in the room, me, him, and Jason, our drummer, and we banged out a couple songs, and, you know, we liked it, and we reached out to the other guys, and they came over, and we banged out a couple more songs, and it just kind of grew to this, okay, now we got a band, we got some songs, what do we call this thing? And I actually had the name American Bombshell laying around from 2009, 2010, and I told the guys, I said, well, you know, I've got the name and everything, if you guys like it, we could just use it, because musically, what I had envisioned for that name, for American Bombshell at the time, and what I wanted to have that band be, this band actually started writing and becoming what I had envisioned. So the guys all said, yeah, hey, we like it. Let's go for it.
And from what I understand, working on putting a CD together. However, there has not been a title to the CD yet. Is that right?
Not yet. Not yet.
We kick a lot of stuff around. we got a lot of really, you know, dumb ideas.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say they're dumb ideas. I think there's no such thing as a dumb idea. I think no
fun ideas.
Fun ideas.
Let me rephrase that. Fun ideas. We kick around a lot of ideas that we think are funny and, you know, that we would think to, you know, everybody does the self-titled CD thing, you know, first band or first CD, you know, they want to call it just, you know, just, that's it, self-titled, and, you know, I'd like to come up with, you know, something that's cool, but it's also kind of hard in this day and age, you know, because you find more and more that full CDs, you know, full-length albums are a rare commodity. People are, they'd much rather have a single or an EP. It's a fast digest generation, instant gratification. Give it to us now. But, you know, again, we're going old school, and we believe in the power of a full album, and you know, being able to listen to 10 or 12 songs, you know, front to back, and just rocking out the whole time.
What's your your plans as far as, I mean, are you looking to be on a record label?
I would say
I would say more of a small independent type label. I mean, somebody that, you know, that really believes in us. I mean, then, you know, we see what happens.
I look at it as, you know, today's world, it seems record labels, you know, they're focused more and more on proven acts that have been there for a minute, and then, you know, then going into the pop mainstream area. I mean, the way technology is set up right now, man, I mean, you can really do it all yourself. You know, always and forever, it will take money to put yourself out there. And really, record labels, it seems, you know, I mean, they're a big bank with a bad interest rate.
Man, so. You hit the nail on the head on that one, brother. I've talked with so many artists, and I've gotten so many, you know, mixed emotions about it. You know, some people will swear by them. Other people don't want to have anything to do with them. It's become a cutthroat business.
It always has been, but it's just with the advent of modern day technology, it's kind of gotten to a point where it's even more so.
You know, you don't find many bands today that actually get together in a rehearsal room and play anymore. You know, everything's done digitally via email, and it's just.
But we in a room. What size is this room, Steve? This rehearsal room?
8x10, maybe?
8x10, I think. I mean,
it's small.
We we get really personal in this room. it's a small room.
You're putting out some great stuff, and that's all that matters. I want to talk about one of the songs. Well, I'm going to talk about all of them, but the first song we're going to play here is Tattoo and Booze.
Tattoos and Booze is it's from a lyrical standpoint of just we're all tatted up and we're all sleeved and you know, hand and neck club and all that stuff. People look at you and they cast their judgments just based off of how you look. You know, basically it's kind of just telling people, hey, you know, you don't know what I've been through, and you can't walk the road that I've walked. And the way I look and the way I am, that's what's held it all together and has got me to where I'm at.
Yeah, man.
And body full of scars.
Right on, man. Yeah, I totally get the judgmental thing, and it's pitiful. Unfortunately, we don't have the ability to change people. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Tattoos and Booze with American Bombshell on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
We'll be right back.
We are back with Jeff and Steve of American Bombshell. Dude, that, you know, that tune is awesome. Lyrically, it's guitar-driven, man. Smoking song. Great job, man.
Thanks, man. It's one of my favorite tunes to play live.
What is the music scene like up in Indianapolis where you guys are from?
Honestly, it just depends on what night it is. I mean, if you play through a weeknight around here, people just, they don't come to shows. I mean, even some nationals can have a hard time drawing here, you know, on a weeknight. But it's really hit or miss if people come out. We try to promote as much, you know, as we can through, you know, social media for sure. And then, you know, I like to do the old school ways, make flyers and hang them out other places. And I mean,
that's just grassroots, you know, handing out flyers and getting out on the streets and letting people hear what's going on.
Absolutely, man. It's got to be done. You know, self-promotion, for me personally, I think it's critical because if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for you.
No, and that's the thing. It's always about promotion. You know, the biggest part of why so many bands, even bands that were signed to deals and things like that, well, I mean, the biggest part of the reason some bands never got noticed or never made it was because there was no money behind the promotion. And if you don't have money, you got to go out and do it yourself. You know, hit the streets with flyers, hit the streets with free CDs, and now with social media, it's double the work. You need to, you know, hit social media up as much as you can, promote your stuff, get out there in the clubs, make yourself seen, make yourself known.
Have you guys opened up for any national acts?
Yeah, quite a few actually so far. We've actually only played six shows.
We've played six shows. Yes, as a band.
Six shows. We
opened four.
The Las Vegas
Bang Tango
and Steel Panther last 2 weeks ago.
Well, hell, you're off to a great start, man.
It's been a blast.
Yeah, definitely.
Where do you see American Bombshell, you know, in the next few years?
Man, really, we just want to, our main goal is to play live and play big shows. I mean, and record. That's our main goal is, I mean, hopefully people, you know, accept it and actually, you know, want to come see us. That's our main thing is we love playing live.
Live music is, you know, really the core of this band. You know, writing songs, there's never a shortage of material in this band. I mean, I'm blessed to be working with a great group of guys who know their instruments and the chemistry is there. You know, a band is the sum of all its parts. It's not about one guy being better than the other or you know, the singer is the guy of the band or the guitar player is, you know, I mean, a band is the sum of all its parts. And for us, getting together in a room, banging out some riffs, making some songs, and then taking them to the stage, playing for people, that's really what it's about for us. You know, rock and roll. Rock and or roll, depends on what you like.
Who is basically the primary songwriter of the band?
That's, you know, honestly, in this band, it's very, I would say, very equally spread. I mean, you know, Steve is a guitar player, and then our other guitar player, Andy Nixon, I mean, they equally contribute to the songs. Mm-hmm. You know, lyrically, I mean, I come in, I do my thing, and it's always open to change. You know, anybody can suggest anything. And one of the things in this band is it's very cool because there are really no boundaries. We try everything, you know, and if we feel something's not working, hey, all right, that's not working. Let's either, you know, take it back to the drawing board and start over, or let's just scrap it and go on to something new.
You know, Jeff, I had seen a YouTube video, and you don't hold back, man. I mean, you get up there, and you're just out of control. I mean, you're a wild man. Is that you all the time? I mean, is that just who you are?
Well, yeah, he is. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, what you see is what you get.
I love it. That's great, man.
The thing is, and I think for everybody in the band, I mean, for me, it's in my blood, man. It's just music, you know, we chomp at the bit to get in the room together. You know, every day, you know, rehearsal comes up, we're like, we can't wait to get in here and do it. And then, you know, we can't wait to get it on stage.
Let's go back to another track. I want to talk about...
What we got?
I want to talk about another dead rock star.
Oh, okay. Yeah, another one of our favorites.
I think they're all our favorites.
Yeah. They're our babies. I'll tell you how lyrically it came about. Well, it was 2009. And I had wrote these lyrics down without even having any music or anything for a basis for it. I just sat down and wrote out some lyrics. There was like a lot of rock and roll deaths happening. I just got through reading the Nikki Sixx Heroin Diaries, and it just kind of inspired this, the party mentality that everybody has. I mean, you can't party much more than dying, partying so hard until you die. And I'm not saying that in a celebratory fashion. It's just, I mean, it was just one of those things that if you listen to the lyrics, I mean, it kind of lays out for you the scene of excess and partying until you just die from it, you know?
I'll tell you what, man. After hearing that history, here it is, another dead rock star with American Bombshell on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Party!
Too fast to make it last.
once again, we are back with Jeff and Steve of American Bombshell. Yeah, you know, it's sad, like you had said, you know, lyrically, you know, the partying and so on and so forth. You know, I can relate to that song in certain fashions of my life, and I understand it, and I get it, and it's just a well-written, well-produced song, man.
Thank you.
You know, Jeff or Steve, let me ask, because the CD does not have a name, as we had mentioned before, and it's not complete. What is your goal as far as a potential release date for that CD?
I would say hopefully before the end of the year.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, definitely. I think we're throwing around hopefully an August or September date. I mean, that's hopefully. We're almost done with the CD. Most of the basic tracks have been laid. I have some vocals to do, and I think maybe three
songs left for guitar.
Yeah, three or four songs left vocally. So it's almost done. But you know, we all have day jobs in the meantime. So
oh, yeah.
So you know, working the 9-to-5 grind, and then you know, rolling up in the studio. That's what we're trying to get done. And in the meantime, you know, we're playing shows, trying to get ourselves out there. You know, trying to get out of town. I know Steve touched a little bit on what the scene is like around here, and it's hit or miss. But you know, we're starting to find a lot of outside support, venturing into some places like Kentucky and Ohio, the tri-state region as we would call it. So you know, I would say, you know, definitely it would be before the end of the year it'll be done. Right now we've been pushing an EP just to get people kind of primed for it. We're going to be working on a music video. I believe we're going to be working on one for Tattoos and Booze. We'll be the video / single.
Who does your mixing and mastering and your productions on your work?
Yeah, it's a guy named Scott Rainey, studio called The Hit Department. I actually worked with him before on one of my older bands, and I believe Nixon has worked with him as well. So yeah, he's a really, really good, really nice guy. He knows what we're doing, and he loves what we're doing, so it works out great.
Jeff, you had said just a moment ago about, you know, we all got 9-to-5 jobs. You know, I have found, talking with so many different artists, that's almost common today, that the artist, whether they're indie or mainstream, they have other jobs, simply because the music business is not the way it was 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
it's totally changed. I mean, it's night and day from 15, 20 years ago. For me, one of the sad parts is more and more people are missing out on the live show experience. They settle for, I mean, you see these pictures online of DJs with, you know, thousands of people in front of them, and it's one guy on the stage just, you know, pushing some buttons with an iPod or whatever it may be, you know, and you look 15, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, it was all about going out, seeing a live band, seeing the show, having that experience. I think that, you know, I mean, I think it's been lost on people. So, you know, that's what we try to do is, you know, we just get on stage and play rock and roll and try to get people back into the live experience of just, you know, we're not trying to put any samples or backing tracks or, you know, techno beats or dubstep or anything, you know, anything like that. You know, we want to bring it down to its core essence of just, you know, five guys who all do what they do very well.
What I like about American Bombshell is this, is that you guys are willing to step out and be you. You know, you're not trying to be another band. You know, you dare to be different. I really think that's what the industry needs today, because, you know, for the most part, it's the same old shit over and over again. But, you know,
absolutely,
with your stuff, absolutely, you know, you've got, you know, multiples of genres of music that all combined into a single ball of wax, you know, if you will. And
right,
like I had said, you dare to be different.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, you know, I know, you know, doing what we're doing, I can only name in our area of the country. I mean, as far as unsigned band goes, I could name all of the bands that are doing it on probably one hand. That are doing, you know, they are being themselves, they're being true to themselves, and just playing what they feel and what they like, and not trying to, what I would say, corner a trend, or a sound that's already been done or established. I mean, for us, it's just, like I said, I think that the just rock and roll, and, you know, people are like, well, you know, there's a lot of different styles of rock and roll. We just say rock and roll the way we know it to be played, which is, I mean, you know, we harken back to bands like the influences in this band. They run from, like, you know, let's go back to the quote unquote hair bands of the day. You know, I mean, there's those, and then we got a little bit of punk mixed in. You know, we look at like bands like New York Dolls and stuff like that. And then there's, you know, of course, Guns N' Roses. They set the standard for dirty sleaze rock, man. And you know, those are the kind of things that we look at that's saying that that's lost in the music industry today. There are not bands anymore that just play that kind of stuff. There's very few that actually still do it and are able to, make a living from doing it. But outside of that, it's a lot of, you know, I mean, we go to clubs and we play with other bands and we see, you know, we're like a breath of fresh air sometimes.
Yeah, there's really no bands in our area that sound like us. Good, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but so far it's working out for us.
Indeed.
All right, another track we're going to play is called So Broken.
There you go.
You know, it's another great track. Can you give the listeners some history about that particular track?
That was kind of an on-the-spot kind of jam riff.
Yeah, I think we just come up with it.
I think that was just kind of like everyone in a room. You know, we were all at rehearsal. And, I mean, you know, we record our rehearsals, so anything that we come across or stumble across, we send out to each other. I don't know who...
Nixon came up with the first riff of that song.
Nixon started it? Okay.
Yeah, and then which basically would be the chorus, and then I wrote the verses.
And, you know, I mean, it just all came together. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that we don't like to spend a lot of time thinking about how it, we like to feel it. We just like to feel it. If it feels good, then let it flow. And that's one of those songs that kind of went that way. You know, lyrically, I just kind of, I went back to, you know, my influences from when I, you know, started really getting into the band scene and actually performing in bands. And it was, you know, a lot of drawing from, you know, blues stylistically. And looking at the lyrical standpoint was, you know, just, it's kind of, I always say this is our ballad. we don't have an actual power ballad or anything, but that's kind of the ballad, you know, about a guy who, or whoever it may be in a relationship or something that, you know, you thought it was going well, you know, the person was there for you. They helped you through so much stuff, and then all of a sudden they're gone, and you know you're left with a lot of stuff that you didn't get to say, or they didn't tell you anything, you got to try and figure out how to move on. Another one of my favorite songs. I think they're all our favorites. I mean, I can't really look at any of our songs and go there, go, but So Broken is one of I love playing the song live.
We'll tell you what. Here it is, So Broken, with American Bombshell on Power Rock Podcast. All right, man. We are back again with Jeff and Steve of American Bombshell. You used the word ballad. I like the way you brought it down a little bit. You know, again, well-arranged song. Well done.
Thank you, bro. Thank you so much, really. I mean, that's really the ultimate thing is all we can do and hope for is that, you know, we write something and people listen to it and like it and like it enough to want to hear it again.
You know, one more question, and then we're going to play another tune and close this out, man. With your fans, what is the ultimate message that you are trying to send lyrically?
I don't know about lyrically. I mean, I think overall there is a thread that runs through it, which is be you, live life. You know, I mean, we got songs. We have a song called Party in Hell. We have another song called No Regrets. Another song called Pulling My Head. I mean, they're kind of really all the same. It's like, you know, do what you do, be who you are. You know, just live life to the fullest. Don't worry about tomorrow because, you know, nobody's promised tomorrow. Today is what we have. So make it the best you can. Whether or not that really reflects, because, you know, lyrics are, you know, subjective to every person's own, you know, somebody can listen to a song and you know, they're going to pull what they pull from it. I mean, I can only say where I came from writing the lyrics, but think as on a whole, what American Bombshell would say our message is just rock and roll, and when I say rock and roll, I mean rock and fucking roll. Dirty, sleazy, dirty sex, drugs, fucking rock and roll is not dead. You know, it's alive and well. You just have to look for it because just like, just like anything else that you know, you look at as dirty, sleazy, and dark and twisted and it's in the cracks and crevices of America. You sometimes have to go looking for it, or sometimes it's going to come up and slap you in the face. And we're trying to do a little bit of both.
We live in such a twisted world. And, you know, there's just so much ridiculous shit that goes on. And
absolutely.
It's like, man, you know.
That's an understatement, my friend.
Right, man. You know, and it's like, you know, I'm with you. You know, be you. Be happy with who you are. You can go to bed tonight comfortable and, you know, live in your own skin. Who the hell cares what other people think about you?
Exactly.
Right, right.
Because you know what? Sorry. Like you guys had stated earlier, you know, nobody walks your shoes, man. Nobody understands the, you know, the daily struggles and things that you partake or all of us partake, you know, in our lives. And there's so much bullshit in music today. And I'm just glad to see what you guys do, man. You just keep it real. You're up front. And that's why American Bombshell rocks.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Last song we're going to play, Hole in My Head. How
about
some
history? That's another good track.
Yeah, how about some history?
Hole in My Head, man. That was a song Nixon kind of came in with the opening riff to the song. We just jammed it out like we do in the room, you know, from the lyrical standpoint, it's kind of about, you know, the chorus says it all, man, you know, take what you need, leave me here to bleed, this hole in my head will close up when you leave. It's basically saying I'm not, well, once you're gone, I'll be fine, you know, I'll be fine and I'll keep going on doing what I do. But while you're here, you're really harshing my mellow, dude.
That's cool. Here it is, man. Hole in My Head with American Bombshell. Crank it up.
Seeing what I say, I can't take another.
back with Jeff and Steve of American Bombshell. Guys, again, I truly want to thank you for taking your time, man, and giving me this opportunity to talk with you, to bring some great music, some great history to the airwaves. I want to say that I wish you guys the utmost success in all that you do, man. Keep fucking rocking.
Oh, dude, thank you so much, man. I hope when the CD comes out, we can come back on the show and give you some more fresh tracks that you can help spread the disease a little bit.
Sounds kick-ass to me. Well, there you have it, man. An interview with Jeff and Steve of American Bombshell. I'm your host, Jim McDonough. Peace.